Well, the state track and field championships has featured the boys and girls competing on the same weekend since 2005, and members of both governing bodies expect the combined meet to continue into the future. Jared Chizik is with the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
This is our 13th year of co-hosting the co-ed state track and field meet here at Drake Stadium. It's a great experience for all our students, our coaches, our schools, and all our fans.
Chizik says the state meet has become one of the largest in the country and is near the top in the country in attendance for any track meet.
This year we'll have just shy of 5,300 student athletes partaking in the state track and field championships. Last year we had a record attendance of over 38,000 fans. We hope those fans will brave the forecast, especially for Friday and Saturday, and come out and support the great kids of Iowa. And here at Drake Stadium.
Well, the combined meet began in 2005 as a way to accommodate the renovation of Drake Stadium, and it happened despite the objection of the former executive secretary of the girls' union, E. Wayne Cooley.
Dr. Cooley was a very staunch proponent against doing it because he had the fear that the girls would be compared to the boys. But after we had it for 2 years, he came to David Anderson and I both, and he said, "You guys keep this thing together." He said, "This is the greatest thing I've ever seen."
That's John Overton of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, who says the combined meet is a benefit for families who have kids competing in both meets.
It also allows parents to, instead of coming two weekends in a row and or having to make a decision because they can't afford to come to Des Moines for 2 weeks in a row, this has just been a plus for them.
Overton says it's also benefited the people who helped the event run smoothly. State meet begins today. They'll have action in this morning's session in classes 1A and 4A. Among the finals scheduled for today, the girls 3,000 and the boys 3,200 meters. The 4x800-meter relay in both girls and boys and the 400-meter dash in both girls and boys will all have finals on the track today, 1A and 4A this morning. The shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries will be held today, as well as the 200-meter and 100-meter dash preliminaries. Also, they'll have events on the field going on today and tomorrow as finals. Now, this afternoon's session, which gets underway at 2:40, that'll include both boys and girls class 2A and 3A. They'll run the same events as did the 1A and 4A girls and boys in the morning session. Now, the co-ed state track and field championships getting underway today will leave us with a lot of live coverage here on KJAN. Now, you can take back a look at the full schedule of events for the three-day meet on our website at KJAN.com. You can also follow along. KJAN Sports Director Chris Parks will have 8 update reports throughout the day, today, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll also continuously update results on our website on the sports page at KJAN.com. You can also follow along on Twitter, KJAN1220 or Cherokee CP. A couple of places on Twitter you can follow along with some instant results as well. Our first report of the day will come your way at 10:45 this morning, and we'll have updates pretty much just about every hour, except in the noon hour, on the 45-minute portion of the hour throughout the day today, and again on Friday and then Saturday as well. Well, pinch hitter Chris Young singled home the tie-breaking run in the 13th inning. The Boston Red Sox rallied past the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 last night to sweep their two-game interleague series. Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a two-run homer in the seventh off starter Mike Leake to begin Boston's comeback from a four-run deficit. The Red Sox tied it in the eighth against reliever Trevor Rosenthal when Xander Bogaerts hit an RBI triple and scored on Andrew Benintendi's sacrifice fly. Fernando Abad tossed two scoreless innings for the win, and Ben Taylor got three outs for his first major league save. Also in interleague play, Houston beat Miami 3-0, Atlanta over Toronto 8-4, Texas beat Philadelphia 9-3, Colorado at Minnesota was rained out yesterday. In the National League, Arizona beat the Mets in 11 innings 5-4, Dodgers over the Giants 6-1, Pittsburgh beat Washington 6-1. The Cubs over the Reds 7-5. Milwaukee beat San Diego 3-1. In the American League, Aaron Hicks hit a three-run homer to cap a five-run fourth inning as the Yankees piled up 16 hits and New York rolled to an 11-7 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Michael Pineda allowed three runs and six hits with two walks over six-plus innings. The Yankees teed off on Jason Vargas, who came into the game with a major league leading 1.01 ERA. The lefty allowed as many earned runs in the fourth as he had in his first seven starts combined and was lifted after allowing six runs on seven hits and two walks in four innings. Elsewhere in the AL, Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 7-4, Detroit over Baltimore 5-4, the Angels beat the White Sox 12-8, Seattle shut down Oakland 4-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa beat Las Vegas 5-4, Tacoma topped the Omaha squad 7-2, Omaha came back 4-2 to beat Tacoma in the second game of that doubleheader. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers remain perfect in the NBA playoffs following an easy victory in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Boston. LeBron James and Kevin Love accounted for 70 points as the Cavs slammed the Celtics 117-104. Game 2 is set for Friday in Boston. The Ottawa Senators broke out the offense in taking a 2-1 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. Mark Mettot, Derek Brassard, and Zach Smith scored in a 2:18 span of the opening period to lead the Senators' 5-1 rout of the visiting Pittsburgh Penguins. Craig Anderson turned back 25 shots and blanked the Penguins until Sidney Crosby scored on a power play with 13:53 remaining. That series stays in Ottawa. Game 4 is set for Friday. In NFL news, running back Leonard Fournette has signed his rookie contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The fourth overall pick in last month's NFL draft received a 4-year package expected to be worth more than $27 million and include an $18 million signing bonus, according to the league's rookie salary system. Fournette ran for 3,830 yards in 3 years with the LSU Tigers, averaging 6.2 yards a carry and scoring 42 touchdowns. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady played through a concussion last year on his way to a fifth Super Bowl title. That's according to his wife, Giselle Bundchen, who told CBS This Morning that she worries about how long he should continue to play football. The Patriots and Brady's agent declined to respond to Bundchen's comments on Wednesday. The Eagles and running back LeGarrette Blount have agreed on a 1-year contract. Blount ran for 1,161 yards and led the NFL with 18 touchdowns rushing last season, helping the Patriots win the Super Bowl. In racing news, Always Dreaming has been made the early 4-5 favorite for the Preakness as the colt tries to continue his charge toward the Triple Crown. The reigning Kentucky Derby winner will break from the number 4 post in the 10-horse field. 13 winners have started from that position, most recently Curlin in 2007. Classic Empire has drawn the number 5 post and is the early 3-1 second choice for the 1 3/16 mile race after grinding out a 4th place finish at Churchill Downs. And Richard Petty Motorsports says Reagan Smith is replacing injured driver Eric Almirola this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Almirola spent Saturday night in a hospital after fracturing a vertebrae during a fiery wreck at Kansas Speedway. The top of Almirola's car had to be cut away for him to be removed from the vehicle and airlifted to the hospital. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.